Oh Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
In your resurrection, O Christ, let
Let
heaven.
heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father
Father,
and to the
to the
Son.
Son,
And to the
and to the
Holy
Holy Spirit,
as it was in
was
the
in the
beginning,
beginning,
is
is
now, and
now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
Amen.
The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. We now have the Psalm 114. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord. When Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of a strange tongue, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea saw that and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like young sheep. What ailed you, O sea, that you fled? O Jordan, that you were driven back? You mountains, that you skipped like rams, you little hills like young sheep. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the hard rock into a pool of water, the flint stone into a springing well. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord. Strike the rock of our hard hearts, O God, and let our tears of joy and sorrow mold us to bear the imprint of your love given in Christ our risen Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
Amen.
So the song of Moses and Miriam. In your unfailing,
Failing love,
O
O
Lord,
Lord,
you lead the
lead the
people
people whom
whom
you have redeemed. Hallelujah.
I will sing to the Lord who has triumphed gloriously, the horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. This is my God, whom I will praise, the God of my forebears, which I will exalt. The Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name. Your right hand, O Lord, is glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy, and the blast of your nostrils, the sea covers them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. In your unfailing love, O Lord, you lead the people whom you have redeemed, and by your invincible strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. You will bring them in and plant them, O Lord, in the sanctuary which your hands have established. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy
Holy
Spirit,
Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now,
is now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
Amen.
In your unfailing love, O Lord, you lead the people whom you have redeemed. Alleluia.
The reading is taken from Matthew 28, 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
And now to the reflection. I was hoping this morning that you might be able to be a little bit participatory. Is that such a word? If you'd like to participate. And what I'm hoping for is a little bit of action like this, okay? And those of you on the phone, I'll explain to you what we're doing, okay? So that you don't feel at all left out, that you feel completely part of this, okay? So you can see behind me, I've got the empty cross. And like those ladies this morning, when they went to visit Jesus, imagine if you were a friend of his, getting up early, walking to the tomb, expecting the entrance of the tomb to be covered, and it was open. Why was it open? Who opened it? They were faced with a situation of uncertainty, and the women were afraid. They didn't know what had happened or why it was open. So what I was hoping for is for those that can see me, and those that are on the cameras, if you could, if you agree and think this would be a good experience, I'd like you to put your thumbs up like this. And if you think, oh no, that would be scary, if you could go thumbs down, all right? So I'm going to give you a set of circumstances and I'm going to watch for your response. So you're about to get onto a roller coaster. Julie, what are you going to do? Oh, Liz, no, that's a definite no-no. How about anyone? Oh, there's a thumbs up there. Who's that with a thumb up? Oh, Helen. Helen's going to go for it. And there's a couple of other unexpected ones too. That's great. Okay, so another one. You're going to pick up a spider with your bare hands. Oh, gosh. You see, I would definitely be a thumbs down for that one. No, there's quite a few there that don't mind that either. So you have a complex math equation in front of you. How do you feel about that? Thumbs up by Judy. Oh, but thumbs down by, oh, which way round is it? Oh, I can't see. Thumbs down by Shirley. Not very many mathematicians apart from Liz. I would definitely be thumbs down. Okay. So as with life and as with most things, there's a mixture, isn't there, of fear and joy when you are anticipating a situation that you're unsure of, that sometimes can produce high energy joy, or the opposite, fear and trepidation. So Jesus' friends, they came to do a task to anoint Jesus' body. But when they arrived, they were faced with something completely different. The stone was rolled to the side. A shining man was sitting there on top of the stone. The guards outside the tomb were so traumatized and full of fear that they fainted at seeing the angel, and they looked like dead men. The women were all so scared, very scared. But the first thing that the angel said to them was, "Do not be scared." And in some versions, it says, "Do not fear." And then they say, "What you're doing here? What are you doing here? This is a tomb for dead people." And the women, they could not speak. And the angel said, "Jesus isn't dead anymore. He is alive. He is risen." So they went into the tomb, and sure enough, there was just the clothes that he was wrapped in. What a wonderful, unexpected surprise. Their hearts leapt. They felt like they had woken from a nightmare. What was looking like a hideous, terrible situation had suddenly been transformed. Then on their way back, Mary bumped into Jesus, who also said, "Do not be afraid." And he spoke her name, Mary. I've got goosebumps. And she fell down with tears of joy, held onto his feet tightly. And he said to her, "Go and tell everyone that I am alive." Often we approach a situation that we think, "Oh no, this is going to be really difficult." Perhaps you have been betrayed by someone you thought was a friend, or maybe you've lost someone that you love, or maybe you've received a diagnosis or news that has changed the course of things for you. Whether you're in the middle of that, or you've been through that, or something maybe even be around the corner, remember, God is your ever-present help in time of need. He can help and do above and beyond anything that you might expect. You may even be surprised by the actual outcome. The fear for us, the key to the fear for us, is not to fear, because God is with us in everything that we are faced with. Did you know that "do not fear" are the words that appear so many times in the Bible? DNF, do not fear. God does not want us to be fearful or worried at all. Now, can any of you raise your hands if you know who Bear Grylls is? And if you know, have heard of Bear Grylls and know who he is? Yeah, most of you. Yeah, all of you, actually. So Bear Grylls is an adventurer, isn't he? Adventurer. And I wonder, have any of you ever listened to the podcasts by The Diary of a CEO with Stephen Bartlett? I wonder if any of you have ever listened to the podcasts. No, well, Stephen Bartlett is a dragon, actually, on The Dragon's Den. And he does these podcasts with chief executive officers. And it's really fascinating. I mean, my son's got me into this because it's really, it's a younger person's thing, the podcast that we can listen to. But he had Bear Grylls on one of his interviews. He was really inspirational, actually. And I was glad I was able to listen to it. And you can tap into that if you want to. And of course, Bear Grylls, he's the chief scout, isn't he? He's the chief scout of the Scouts movement. And the Scouts have a chant, don't they? Dib, dib, dib. And I didn't know this, but I just thought it was dib, dib, dib. But it stands for DYB, doesn't it? Like, do your best. Dib, dib, dib. And I didn't know that. You probably all knew that already. And maybe even some of you might have been a scout or a brownie, because I think the brownies use dib as well. But it stands for do your best. And Bear Grylls, in his interview, and he's, you know, he's a Christian man, and he said, when you're facing something like a potential hardship or an uncertainty, don't give up and try running away from it. Do your best, DIB, in a situation. Do not fear, DNF, because God is with you. The risen Jesus is with you, who has overcome death. So how do you feel about having a God where death is not the end, it is only the beginning? You have nothing to fear. Now, I'm using the word fear, but I also mean the other words too, like anxiety, worry, sadness, fear for the future, or whatever might be. The Bible says, cast all your anxieties, or some versions say worries, or other versions say cares, cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you. And that is 1 Peter 5, verse 7. DNF, do not fear. I'm wearing a little bead on my hand which says, do not fear, to remind me that I'm not to fear about anything. And I'm going to be hanging it in my room as well after this today. So there is no fear in love. The whole of 1 John is worth reading. 1 John towards the end of the Bible. In fact, the whole Bible, of course, is worth a read. You'll learn so much, and it's a life-giving tool that we all have. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear, because God is love. Stay, abide in God, and he'll abide in you. Stay close to the risen Jesus, as he stays close to you. Whatever you're going through right now, do not fear. God surprises you. Talk to him. He always, always listens. So I have a little prayer to end by John Donohue, who has this lovely book of blessings, and it's a morning blessing. And I just want to read it to you. May I have the courage today to live the life that I would love, to postpone my dream no longer, but to do at last what I came here for, and waste my heart on fear no more. Amen. Amen. So let's join together with the Benedictus now, the song of Zechariah. The Lord is risen from the tomb, who for our sakes hung upon the tree. Alleluia. Yeah. Blessed be the God, the Lord of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, the God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. It was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen from the tomb, who for our sakes hung upon the tree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for today's experience of your amazing resurrection. We want to take our response into our everyday, to live in the fear, in the joy, as well as when the path runs smoothly, wherever you call us, whatever you ask us to do, we trust you, Lord. You are always with us. Thanks be to God. God of grace, we bring before you those we know that struggle with ill health or loneliness, who need the comfort of your healing power and love this day. We pray especially for Jacques, Olivia, Jackie, Tony, Diana, Ruth, Bob, Janice, Reg, Graham, Rosemary, Brenda, Cynthia, Mary, Donald, Roman, Mike, Keith, Georgie, Joy, and Peter. God of grace and resurrection power, bring your joy and healing today. We pray especially for those who have known the loss of a loved one. And we pray especially for the family of Julian Cunningham. God of grace and resurrection power, bring your joy and healing today. We pray for those yet to hear your good news, whether that is because they live in far-flung places or because they may feel close to the message. May we be Easter people, willing always to share the good news of hope, restoration, and freedom to all those we meet, neighbours, friends, and strangers alike. God of grace and resurrection power, bring your joy and healing today. We pray for those recovering from natural disasters, such as earthquakes and hurricanes, famine, flood and poverty, for all whose darkness is very real. God of grace and resurrection power, bring your joy and healing today. Father, we have come with the women to your tomb, and we have felt their reactions. We have shared their dawning realization that Jesus is alive. We have experienced their joy at your living presence. Send us out with your love in our hearts and your praise on our lips, that those we meet might share our joy too. In the name of Jesus, who lives forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, hear us.
Lord,
graciously hear us.
Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death, to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen.
Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever.
Amen. May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Amen. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Please feel free to unmute yourselves. I pray that you have the best Easter day today, everyone.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much. And happy Easter to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And to everybody.
Have a great week, everyone.
Bye now.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Bye.